Hello, everyone. Get started in another couple of minutes.
We're back. I think you're on vacation. Chris, I thought you were on vacation.
Sorry, Margaret. My microphone speaker was cutting out.
Oh. I thought he was gone the whole week. Okay.
No, I got back on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, I'm going to miss this afternoon's call because I'm going to be on a plane.
Okay. Well, safe travels. See, don't quite have a quorum, but we're getting close, so I'll give people just another minute or so to join.
Hey, Chris, this is Alok. Just a quick question. When do we need to have the code that we are delivering on the agent and also updates to the firewall and load balancer to West 7.0.1. Does it need to be completed for Casablanca?
The absolute last date is the M4 milestone. And that's, let's see, same week as ONS Europe. So that's the September, should I keep me honest, 23rd?
Oh, September 23rd?
Is that right?
Yeah, let me check as well, to be honest. Hold on. I will come back to that exactly.
Okay.
And I will answer that question.
Okay.
I'm looking at the release calendar as well. I know this week we are going to have the M3 API freeze. That's for this week. In terms of code freeze, that is plan M4 on September 20th, 2020.
Okay, so I'll just try to make sure that you have our contributions before then. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, while we are waiting for the people to join, just a couple of things, and I can update you later also and send you an email. So there are currently a few updates. We found some bugs, or not bugs really, some correction in the flow for the agent code related to 5.4.1. That should be will be updated right away. And then 7.0.1 agent will try to get it by middle of September completed. On the same timeline, we'll do it for the updating of firewall and load balancer.
Okay. Great, and I did get the documents uploaded. I converted them using Pandoc and put them up on Read the Docs.
Okay, can you send me a quick link to it? Because I get a lot of requests.
Sure.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, and let's see.
Hey, Chris, one more quick question.
Yeah.
We also developed a quick tool. I'm just asking for your guidance in terms of what that does. The tool reads the YAML file and gives you a summary of all the fault events and PM events selected ones that you want to see in Excel file. Would that be useful for you guys?
So it's an auditing tool?
It's just a parser, you know, which goes into the YAML and provides you a quick summary of which are the faults you are getting on an Excel file, right? Line by line. And you can select going into the configuration file, what fields do you want to see?
Mm-hmm.
So some people want to have that data dictionary, right, of what the faults are coming in.
Yeah.
Which are in YAML, but more details are in YAML, but you can get a quick summary.
I think that would be useful. Do other people on the call have an opinion on that?
Yeah, because one of my operations asked for that kind of information, so we did some parsing tools. So let me see. Okay, I'll see if we can contribute it on the next release.
Great.
Yeah, I was going to say, any tools, what the heck, try it, because then who knows?
No, it's actually people get a summary, the people who are doing the work, right, to define the policies and all. For them, I think it will be really be useful. We'll see.
Yeah. Great. So it looks like we do have critical mass now. It looks like we've got most of the people. I want to dive into the agenda. Logistics, thanks to Victor for managing the meeting last week while I was out. Now we're a week away from the M3 milestone, which is next Thursday. That's the API freeze. So for all the developers, we need to have all the APIs done and frozen by next Thursday, and then we have to go to the architecture team on Tuesday to review. I know a few of you have made some API updates, that's going to be my next point. I need to have everything documented by Tuesday to review with the architecture team. So if you have made any API changes or plan to make any before Thursday, please send me the pointer to your documentation before Tuesday. I've got to put it in the wiki page, we'll be sharing with the architecture team. And if there are any findings, I'll report back. Of course, any of you are welcome to join the meeting. I expect it to be about a 10-minute review. It should be a fairly quick process. Have any of you made updates, or do any of you expect to make changes before Thursday that you haven't documented yet? Okay. So let me dive in to the Jira board. I'll be doing the checklists later on in the week, and it'll be up by Tuesday if anyone wants to take a look at this. But I do want to check our progress. Let's see, on the Kanban board. It looks like most of this is showing in progress. Why don't we go through by people. Who do I see up first? Kailun. Oops. How are things going with you?
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
For me, I'm still working on the funk test impact by the architecture refactoring. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on this, but I did not create a Jira for this, but I will do that.
Okay.
And great. Okay. And for Lianhao, he has several Jira tickets with the code already in review. Especially for the HTA part. I think Victor has made some comments here. And if you can help make some reviews here too.
Okay, thanks. We'll do. Um, So Kailun, were any of these tickets ready to advance to reviewing, or are they all still just in progress?
I think I'm not quite sure, but I think the last two, I think they're both in review for 194 and 9.
This one, and I'm sorry, I was having trouble hearing you. What was the other one?
292.
292, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Oops. And it has locked me out. I will have to grab that after the meeting. Okay. Let's go to Kana Garage. How are things going with you?
Hi, Kurt. So I'm trying to make the required changes for supporting this on the clip. So it's in progress. And last week, I got chance to talk to Kailan and Moshi to understand how the new architecture will be aligned with the Dovetail integration and the functional test.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Moshi has something he wanted to share it today. From the decision what we made last time. So hopefully I think Moshi will share it today. And from functional test integration, so we come to the common ground on how we can take it forward.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And Moshe, you're up next. How are things going with you? And also, do you want me to stop sharing if you have something to share?
No, I actually wrote a mail and I told Kana Garage that that I withdraw my comment because he introduced me to the UNAP CLI, which I wasn't familiar with until now. So I got a chance to look at it, and everything he says makes a lot of sense. And so all is good. Yeah, the architecture looks great. The only thing I do want to say is that in Marketplace, right now, the plan is to have a Marketplace backend VM. Mm-hmm. In which Dovetail will be installed. It will be installed as a bare metal installation. But I think that it is better that there will be there will be many Dovetail environments and that they will be managed in Marketplace and they will be selected when you want to run a test. Since a Dovetail environment needs a lot of configuration. So let's say you want to run few tests, each one needs its different configuration. You cannot do it in your own Marketplace VM. Or maybe you want a separate VM which are ready with some configuration and don't need to change it every time.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested that there will be some environment, some Dovetail environment, screen where you can manage it. You can add environments and choose environments.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose the options on that would be to have essentially different environments, VMs or containers, or to have Ansible go in and configure after the fact. I can see where having separate environments would be helpful for bringing it up. So your thought is to use the Marketplace front end to pick which one is coming up. Is that right?
Yes. To currently, the plan is to just to execute a test with no possibility to select where it will be run and. The intent is that it will be run on the Marketplace VM itself, in the backend side, as a process. So, and I think that if you configure your own marketplace VM in order for the Dovetail to work correctly, and then you need to do it again and again for each test. So I don't think it's, I think it's a lot easier to have separate environments. You know, to have a pool of environments with different configurations for different tests and. Yes.
Okay. And any other thoughts on that? Kind of garage. Does that work with your planned updates?
Yeah, actually, if you want to support that, like the feature what Moshe is looking for, like I think we need to get like development support from the community. Otherwise, I think we need to port it for the next release.
Okay.
Okay, but if we can include it in the architecture, you know, and then do it later, phase two.
Yeah, sure. That we that yeah that I can do it for you. I'll understand the updated program.
So that would not be a Casablanca deliverable, what we are saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, great. So why don't we move right along. Victor, how are things with you?
Yes, so can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe so hearing too many noise. Yes, last weekend meeting where I presented VM requirement that I suggest that we develop in R3, I think. So we still remaining that we need some task that need VM requirement team to clarification, but I forgot to create the Jira tickets. I will create the Jira tickets for that and waiting for discuss with that the details requirements about how's definition of the each requirement from VM requirement team. So maybe we also need some homework for Yanhao and me to working on this because this is we are mostly focusing on VM package test. So and last week I just do that. Next week I will still working with Yanhao and the VM requirement team to clarify the detail about the requirements. I also share the materials about that. I forgot to share it after that last meeting.
Do you want to do it now? I can stop sharing here.
Oh, sorry. I joined the meeting by my phone. So
okay.
This is holiday. I'm walking around. I will share this via the email.
Okay. Great, thank you. Let's see. Anyone else that we haven't spoken with? Does anyone else have status to report today? Oops.
Chris, if you don't mind, if you could
just
like to share something here with the team.
Sure.
Is this regarding the Jenkins things?
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Here I am in Jenkins in the VNF SDK view that lists all the job, either they are CSIT, build, or those CLM jobs. And when I click on the little S here on the top left section, I quite easily see some red mark, and if someone could have a look at this master AI Docker Java daily, which is failing now, that would help. for the M3 API freeze next week, we want to ensure that those jobs are passing.
Thank you. Sure. Let's see. It looks like that one worked yesterday, but failed today.
That's correct. If I click on the job here, we can see it has been passing for quite a while, I would say, and things happen. So I don't suspect that being a big thing, but the sooner we address it, the better.
Yeah, I think that may be one of just the daily infrastructure failures. I'll try to rerun it later this morning and see if that clears it up.
I will check that. I will check that.
Oh, you take it, Victor? Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I stopped sharing here. Is that the point I wanted to bring to the community?
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Let me bring this back up. Okay, going back to our agenda, we have gone through the status. Are there any other updates or any new business from anyone else on the team? Okay, very good. So we'll wrap up a little early. Thank you, everybody. For all your efforts. I saw a lot of work going on over the last week or so while I was out. And we'll see if we can finalize some of these code reviews that are in progress see if we can, we have to get our M3 completed by next week. So I'll have the checklist ready to go by Tuesday if anyone has any input. And also, we're doing the architecture review on Tuesday, so please email me if you've made any changes to the APIs so that we can get all the documentation updated in one place.
Yeah. Just Chris, I am looking at the meeting minutes here. There were some action items, looks like from previous meeting, but I'm kind of reading them. It looks to me some of them have been closed, isn't it?
Yes.
Let me save right now because I was editing the page, but
let's see. Victor did the VNF requirements. Kanagarash did this one. This one is in progress. I've been going back and forth with Michael Lando. I'm not going to close it because I'm continuing to talk with him. We need to schedule with Tin another time when he's available.
Okay, so you will update those tickets or?
Yes.
Okay, oh yeah, those are just action items. Okay, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. Any other new business? Okay. I'll stop this. Thank you, everybody, and talk with all of you next week. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.